your host and professional astrologer to the stars, Melanie.
Good evening. This is Melanie, and it's a Friday evening, and the week is over, finally. I don't know how you guys are doing out there, but we have been in our first week of Mercury retrograde, and I myself have had one hellish week. I've had the battery on my computer went totally down, our battery power source on my computer, battery on my car, my phone went out, and the cable went down. So that's kind of a typical Mercury retrograde thing, although you don't have Hi, good evening. This is Melanie. How is your week? This is Friday, finally. We're in our first week of Mercury retrograding. I had a pretty hellish week. I had my power source on my computer go down. The battery in my car was dead today. I had the cable guy here today. And by the way, I may do his chart later on because he gave me his chart. And I had my phone line go down for a while, but not just a few minutes. So that's some of the things that can happen on a Mercury retrograde. Anything that has to do with communications can go awry. Also, things to do with contracts. You don't want to start things on a Mercury retrograde if you can help it. We have this Mercury retrograde until July 11th. The other thing that's happening this week, we have Uranus going retrograde tomorrow. That affects mainly people who are Aquarius, who are ruled by Uranus, and again, they may have to redo something they're currently doing. We also have Mars, which has been in Aries now, is going to move to Taurus. So while the Aries had the good Mars energy, it's moving to Taurus on Monday, and the Taurus people have the good Mars energy. The question for today, I'd love if you would call and comment on this, or if you'd like to call and also have your natal chart done, you can do that. The question of the day that we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about Pluto in a chart and people that are controlling, people that abuse power. So if you know someone in your life that's doing this to you and you know their birthday, please call in at this number, 877-876-5227. Let me repeat that for you, 877-876-5227. Now, we also have a special guest with us today. Rivka is here. She's here from Slidell, Louisiana. Hi, Rivka.
Hi.
She's come up to visit her mother, and her sister's just had a beautiful little baby. Rivka has been my friend for, what, 20 years now, Rivka?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, hard to believe. We're really only about, what, 22?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're 22, right. Rivka is a good example of a Mars, progressed Mars square, which is the thing I'm going to talk about over and over and over because these are the scariest things that happen to you. Rivka was here in Los Angeles where she grew up with her family. They're a big show business family. And she decides to move to Slidell, Louisiana during a progressed Mars square and was right in the heart of the hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah, how is that? An interesting place to go when you're on a progressed Mars square. Interesting because that's the time, if anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. Okay, I'm going to tell you a little story, and we're going to, because this is a little story about people with hard Pluto aspects in their chart. I think I told you last week that I was having trouble getting my website up. Well, I still don't have a website. And this is going to be a story about, I'm going to call him Mr. Little, but I'm going to actually give you his website because I want you to make a decision whether you want to ever work with him or not based on my story. I found this guy, and I found him online. He was on Craigslist, and I purchased a chart for him from him, and I sent him $300 Western Union. Now, one of the things that even on Craigslist it tells you not to do is send anything Western Union. But I was desperate, and I decided, I looked at his cards, and if you ever listen to Mr. Destiny, these are the cards that he talks about. I call them sacred symbols. I looked at his two cards. He had one, which was the Six of Clubs, which is my card. That's a good thing when someone's your card. Now, the other card was the Jack of Diamonds, and that jacks are thieves, and diamonds is money. But I thought, you know what? He has every reason to finish my fight, because I'm going to give him another $300, as we agreed, and a $200 bonus. So I was desperate, decided to take a chance, didn't have time to do his astrology chart, so I went ahead and did it. Well, the first thing that happened was that I didn't get what I wanted. He didn't do it in the order I wanted. He didn't do it in the color I wanted. I didn't really care. You know, I thought, at least I'll get it up. It was in the general vicinity of what I wanted. So our contract said June 1st, which should be finished. Well, it wasn't finished on June 1st. So I said to him, you know what, fine, June 1st. Just get it up by June 8th, because June 8th was my first radio show on this station. And it didn't go up on June 8th. So then I said to him, well, do you think you could do it before Mercury retrogrades? Because as an astrologer, I don't want my site going up on a Mercury retrograde. So that didn't happen either. So now we start these emails back and forth. And by the way, the name of his company is volumesearch.com. And it's also called $199 on Craigslist. All I can say about this guy, don't know how talented he is, don't know anything about him, just know one thing. He didn't come through on time. But here's what began to happen afterwards, and this is what happens when somebody has a harsh Pluto aspect. So think about anyone you know that you think is controlling or abusive to you, and if you know their birthday, in a minute I'm going to go through a list, and you'll be able to figure out if they have one of these harsh aspects by the list that I give you. So think about who that is and write that down while I can finish the story, which is almost through. I offered Mr. Little a compromise. Well, he didn't like that at all. Now he's starting to get abusive. He keeps saying he's done the work. And I keep saying, well, yeah, but I don't have a site. So I don't really care how much work he's done because I don't have anything. Now, here's what happens when somebody has a Pluto. He actually has a Pluto square. When someone has Pluto square their sun, once they have control over you, and he had control over my money, he now is in control, and I'm at his mercy. So we ended up having not a terrific relationship in the end. This is what happens when you have people like this. Rifka, know anybody like that? A lot of people like that.
I've met plenty of people
actually,
like that.
Actually, you're like that. You actually have Pluto square your sun.
I do.
Yes, you do. So the point is, it's not everybody. You're going to find some really nice people. I'm going to tell you about some really good people, like Oprah Winfrey, who has this. You can either use it in a positive way, or you can use it in a negative way. In this case, I feel like this guy is not using it in a really positive way, at least not towards me. Okay, here's how you're going to figure out who you know and what their Pluto is in. If you know anybody older than 84, their Pluto is in Gemini. Anybody between...
Not older than 84, born after 1984.
No, older than the actual...
Age 84?
Age
okay.
84, yes. We're going to do that other thing in a minute.
Okay.
I'm glad you cleared that up, though, because I'm sure somebody else is thinking the same thing. Okay, Cancer. If you're between the ages of 70 and 84, you have Pluto in Cancer. So if you know anybody in those ages that's giving you a hard time, write that down. If you are between the age of 50 and 60, Leo stayed there for a while, you're going to have Pluto in Leo. If you're between the age of 35 and 50, you're going to, you know what, that's not 50 and 60, that's 50 and 70, because it's 20 years, sorry. Leo's fit between 50 and 70. Virgo, between the ages of 35 and 50, Libra between the ages of 24 and 35, if you know anybody in that age range. And then I'm going to tell you which ones of the signs are going to have the problems. Scorpio and Pluto people are between the ages of 12 and 24. You might remember the Virginia Tech killer. He was the Pluto and Scorpio, but he had other things in his chart too. He had a pretty bad chart overall. And not everybody that has this is a killer. It's just that it's a possibility, the good Pluto energy or the bad Pluto energy. And then anyone who's 12 years or younger has Sagittarius, and our Capricorn people are not born yet. That will be in January of 2008. Okay, then we're going to start. If you have Pluto in Gemini, you're going to want to watch for Sagittarius, Pisces, and Virgo people. They're going to have either an opposition, a square, or a conjunction to Pluto, meaning that they've got control issues. If you have a person with Pluto in Cancer, you're going to have to look for Capricorn, Aries, and Libra people, and Cancer, because that's a conjunction, and those people will have a hard aspect to Pluto, and those people will be into control. With the Leo Pluto people, you're going to watch for Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, and Scorpio. For the Virgo people, you're going to look for the sun signs of Pisces, Sagittarius, and Gemini. For the Libra and Pluto people, you're going to look for the people in Aries, in Capricorn, and Cancer. The Scorpio, Pluto people, you're going to look for the sun signs of Taurus, Scorpio, Aquarius, and Leo. And the Sagittarians, which are very young at this point, you're going to look for Sagittarius, Gemini, Pisces, and Virgo people. All of these people will have what we call a hard aspect. They'll either have a Pluto square, or they're going to have a Pluto opposition, or they're going to have a Pluto conjunction. So these people are people you're going to find that you have possibly control issues with. On some level, they may be trying to control you, as my little computer guy was trying to control me. Now let's talk a little bit about Pluto and what it means. For instance, a Pluto square your sun, which is what I just read you, if they had a Pluto and then they had one of the sun signs that squared it, these children may alienate themselves from their peer groups in school. Rivka, did you feel like you did that?
Maybe some.
A little bit, because I can see you doing that.
Yeah.
That's why I asked.
Yeah.
You're just not like everybody else.
I'm happy that way.
Yeah, I know. Well, you would be, because they're not unhappy they have this. They're just, you know, they just are this way. There's a little thing here with this, because it's Pluto square sun. There may be a little problem, particularly if they're earth signs. You're going to have Taurus, Capricorn, and Virgo in earth, or water signs, Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. The father has a passive control game going on with the mother. The father resents the mother. That makes any sense to you? Okay? You're not one of those people.
No.
You're the other group of people. Mm-hmm. Okay, the other group of people is the fire and air people. That's the Sag, Aries, Leo, the Aquarians, Libra, or Gemini, where the father exerts influence that overwhelms the child.
Yeah.
Now tell me about that one, Rick. Because I know your father. Your father's passed now, but
yeah.
Your father was quite...
He had some control issues.
Yes,
yeah.
He did. And he was pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
And especially
I was the target.
Yeah. Yeah, you were the target. And then he was also, besides that, he was a Pluto person.
Yeah.
He was a Scorpio. Yeah,
And then me being a fire person, being a Sag, I attracted all that attention in the first place.
Negative attention.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a fiery personality.
But your dad also, he had this great opportunity, and he's a writer on Hollywood, and he
mm-hmm.
did some really big shows, and he even got himself into trouble with people in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Because of his control issues.
You could call it that, yeah.
I think he would have been a whole lot more successful.
Yeah.
Because he had the
talent.
Had
he not been as vocal as he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As he'd not been quite as opinionated, and things didn't have to go his way all the time. I think he would have. He had the talent.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely had the talent. He just didn't really have the personality. He wasn't a charming guy, I wouldn't say.
He could be.
Yeah.
He could be very charming.
Well, I never saw that, actually.
Most people really loved him.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that would be you and your mother and your sister?
Well, no. Other people. Well, my mom loved him, yeah, but...
Yeah, your mother actually does love him.
Yeah.
And she's a Taurus, and that's
mm-hmm.
an opposition, but... Your mom loves everybody,
well,
including you, Rivka.
Yeah.
Okay. Then another thing that happens when you have you're around a Pluto person, a person who has one of these Pluto squares, oppositions, or conjunctions, is they tend to drain you of your talent, your hope, anything that
energy.
Energy. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, they don't do this consciously necessarily. This is kind of built in. This is something in their natal chart that they're born with. So it's not something they're really doing on purpose, and they may not really be mean people, but somehow, some way, they end up doing it.
It's just inherent in their package.
It's inherent in the package. Exactly. And here's, I'm going to read you, because there's a bunch of things that planets do, but Pluto by far is a scary planet. Saturn tends to just restrict you. Neptune, it's the planet of delusionment. So, again, you know, it can be bad. There can be drugs involved with Neptune. Uranus, surprises, accidents, things like that. But here's Pluto's list. I'm going to give you just a few things on the list for Pluto. That would be paranoia, abandonment, grief, resentment, anger, sexual abuse, suicide, incest, fear, and guilt. So they have quite a little package going on that they might be into. They may have any one of those qualities or none of those qualities. The people that have this type of thing, besides the people with the angles that we talked about earlier that I gave you that list for, is anyone who is a Scorpio. Anyone who has Scorpio rising. Anyone that has a lot of 8th house planets, because the 8th house rules Scorpio. And anyone with just a lot of Scorpio planets in general, if you actually have a chart. Now, if you'd like to have a chart, I do have some available on my website one day when I actually have a website. But in the meantime, you can reach me at melanie@extrology.com. I charge $20 for a natal chart, $30 for a... Oh, no, that's not true. $20 for a tri-wheel, and $30 for both. And as we're talking, if you decide you like this show and you want to listen to it, it would be a really nice thing if you had a tri-wheel. While you can get the natal charts online just about anywhere, the tri-wheels are not so easy if you don't know what you're doing. They're very hard for me to go online and get. And then when I get them, they're very hard to read. The one I have is very easy. And over the weeks, we're going to go over things in your chart, and hopefully I'm going to be able to help you read your own chart and teach you how to do some of this reading for the transits and for the progressions, which I think are so incredibly, incredibly important. So right now we're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be back. Hello, commercial? Are we there?
Not just astrology, extrology. For free astrology lessons, your own chart, a personal reading, or journey into self-discovery, go to extrology.com now or email melanie@extrology.com.
Hi, this is Melanie again, and we're back. Okay, we talked a little bit about Pluto. Now we're going to talk about some people that have Pluto that might interest you. I had my cable guy come by today. Wait, you know what? I'm going to wait on him. He promised me he'd call. Let's wait on Michael. Maybe he'll still call in. Let's go to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger does have Pluto conjunct his sun, but as you can see, this is a man who's taken this energy. And believe it, Pluto is powerful. He has taken this energy, and he has made it work for him. Now, he also has the advantage of having it in his second house of money and his son in his first house. So he's got a lot of ego. I think that's pretty apparent. So he's got a lot going for him, but he's taken this Pluto conjunct his son, which could make him very abusive of power. And I'm not a Republican, but you know what? I think he's not especially abusive of power. So I think he's using it in a constructive way. So it doesn't have to be a destructive quality. Now, there's got to be some of you out there that has a person in your life that is causing you some problems, that is controlling you, that is abusing you like a boss at work. If you know their birthday, please call me at 877-876-5227. Repeat that for you. 877-876-5227. Call me and we'll talk about this person abusing you. Or if you'd like, call me and give me your own chart. Rivka's here. She's going to try to put them in the computer while I talk. I'll do your numerology. Rivka, you're laughing.
I'm going to try.
I know. We've had a little trouble with this right before we got on the air, but you know, we're going to do our best on that. So call in. We'll give you a reading for any question that you want to ask. Or, as I said, the question for tonight is, are you having anybody in your life that is giving you a problem in the area of power? Do they have some power over you and they're abusing it and making you miserable? Because generally, that's what it tends to work out that way a little bit more than the people that rise above it and actually use it for good. More people use it for evil than they do for good. Another person I think is kind of really fascinating is this group of people. Let me go back and see the range of the Scorpio people. Astrologers have been predicting this for quite a while now. And this is the group of people between the ages of 12 and 24. And if you're on the edges of either one of those two ages, you want to definitely have a chart run because of the fact that Pluto does retrograde. It's hard to know for sure what sign it's in when you're on the edges. But one of the people that did have Pluto and Scorpio, and this is a whole generation of kids in this age range, that I think we do need to be concerned about was this kid that was the Virginia Tech massacre killer kid. Now, it doesn't mean that every child with Pluto and Scorpio is going to do something like he did, because he also had Mars conjunct with Pluto. And this is very fascinating to me anyway. And this is a progression, and as I said, in the future, I'd really like to get into progressions, because this is how you really know what's happening in your life and in your chart. At the time he did this, he had on his midheaven, which is his 10th house in his career, but your actual midheaven is your reputation. He had his progress Mars, the bad guy as far as I'm concerned of all the planets, it's a progression with Mars, and he had it conjunct his midheaven, his reputation. So his reputation will be for Mars things, and Mars does rule all kinds of violence and guns. So very interesting. In astrology. Now, another interesting fact for him, I think, is that at the time he did this, he had Jupiter returning to the place of Jupiter. This is one of the happiest times in anyone's life, when Jupiter returns to the place it was when you were born in your chart. So I hate to say this, but this guy had a really good time that day. It was the best day of his life and the last day of his life, but he went out the way he wanted to go out. The question is, Are we going to have trouble with these Pluto kids? Do these Pluto kids need some special kind of counseling? You know, and we know that the system didn't really recognize this kid soon enough. And we might find this more, because as these kids right now are hitting the age 24, they're starting to graduate from college, and these kids are going to be the ones ruling the world. So prepare yourself, because astrologers for a long time now have been wondering what's going to happen when the Pluto kids get in charge of the world. Any comments on that, Rick?
I don't even know what to say. I'm waiting.
It's kind of a scary thought.
Taking over, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a scary thought, because there's going to be an element of anger with all people born with this particular. Anybody that has this heavy Scorpio on their chart has anger issues. That's part of the deal. It's part of being a Scorpio. You can be Scorpio without being Scorpio. It just has to be someplace prominent in your chart. But if you have Pluto on Scorpio, yep, you're one of them. Mm-hmm. Then you get a few other bad things in your chart to go along with it. Then you're kind of screwed on some level. But with education and teachers knowing how to handle this, these kids could also be very transformative. They could...
Yes.
They could make the world a better place.
They could change the world in a big way.
Yeah, in a big way, in a powerful way, in a fabulous way. But we can't just treat them like the other kids, because they're not like the other kids. These are the Pluto kids. These are the people with Pluto and Scorpio. Now, I'm going to go through some other charts here and just tell you about some people that have Pluto issues. Let me give you the phone number again. We're not getting any calls tonight. Don't know why that is. We'd love to hear from someone out there, wouldn't we, Rivka?
Yes, we would.
Because we're going to have to start talking to each other pretty quickly.
Oh, no.
And I hope you have something to say. Call us, please, at 877-876-5227. If you can't get through on that line, and you know what? I got a feeling you can call it 530-876-3222 and speak to the lovely people at bbsradio.com. And the main number again is 877-876-5227. Okay, I want to talk about somebody just for a minute that doesn't have a Pluto square, and that's John Lennon. He has exactly the opposite. He has a Pluto sextile with Sun. So we all know he was all about the peace and the love and that kind of thing. And I'm guessing he left all his whatever to his wife. She seemed to kind of control things. He was not a control freak.
Absolutely.
Would you guess that? What do you think about Yoko? Got any thoughts on Yoko?
I probably do. But
don't you think she kind of ran the household?
Yeah, I expect that she probably did.
I think he sat around and played the guitar all day. That's just what I imagine anyway. But he sat around and played the guitar all day, and she had the money, and she did what she wanted. So that's the opposite.
Yeah, it was more like her house, I think.
I think it was, and he didn't care because he doesn't have these Pluto control issues. So that's kind of nice when you don't have somebody with them. But remember, if you're a lot of you that are listening, and I hope there's a lot of you out there that are listening, probably have Pluto and Virgo. And remember, you're going to have trouble with Sagittarius, Pisces, and Gemini. Those are going to be the people that will have that Pluto square, Pluto opposition.
Okay, but I'm a Sagittarius with Pluto and Virgo.
Yeah, I know. So you're square.
And so how does it affect me?
Well, in your case, now that's a good question, because Rivka is really the nicest person ever.
Thank you.
Until she's not.
But it takes a lot to make me not.
I know, it really does. I mean, I've hardly ever seen you not, but I have seen you not. Not with me, but with your family. But remember, you came from a Pluto family.
Right.
You were ruled by a dominant Pluto father.
Mm-hmm.
So when this quality comes out, it can be pretty ugly. But the other thing I think you do, and this is another thing that I just have a new partner who is a double Scorpio. He's Scorpio with Scorpio rising. And he's definitely taking it out on himself. That's another possibility with Pluto people.
Internalizing it,
yeah. You're not out hurting other people. You're hurting yourself. You know, you can be just doing bad, but you can be doing drugs, you can be gaining weight, you can be sleeping with too many people. That's definitely a Scorpio thing, by the way, sex.
Yes, it is.
You can be promiscuous, you can, you know, be getting venereal disease, who knows what. But that's another way to deal with Pluto. The nicer people, and there are people that are nice that have these Scorpio-Pluto things in their chart, they will take it to themselves and take it out internally. So you could, and remember, suicide is one of the characteristics of Pluto. So that's just another way that thing can manifest itself, is inward, not outward. So if you're one of those Pluto people, if you're a Scorpio out there listening, and I hope somebody's out there listening because nobody's calling. In fact, if you're a Scorpio, call in. Let's chat. That would be 877-876-5227. We like to have at least one caller before the evening's over. I know I missed my my schedule last week, so it might be my fault that no one thinks I'm here tonight. But if anybody's listening, please call in. Call in about anything at this point. We're desperate. We'll take any call.
Desperate for phone calls.
Desperate for phone calls. Rivka wants to do a chart.
Yeah, I'm dying to see if I can actually work this program.
Yeah, she's manning the computer, and she's been practicing.
Or womaning it, something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and if you don't call, she's not going to get to do a chart, and I'm going to have to start reading some of her boyfriends or something, because we're going to run out of material pretty soon.
Ooh, wait.
Can I use their names?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll get there in a minute. I'm not sure the charts I have, but at the rate we're going, we need a phone call. So.
Not like I have that many, but anyway.
No,
okay.
She has lots of them, trust me. She's a Pluto square. She's a Pluto person. She doesn't have to be a Scorpio to be a Pluto person because she has Pluto square sun. Okay, I'm also looking here at Oprah Winfrey. And she is a Pluto opposition sun. So that would make Pluto and Leo, and we all know she's an Aquarius, I think. She's probably one of the most famous Aquarians out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the richest, too.
Well, and that's part of the point, is that she's using her power for good and not evil.
Right.
And I really do love Oprah.
She's educating African children and doing all sorts of groovy stuff for people.
She's amazing. And she's what she does, and you, if you watch her and love her as much as I do, you have to know that she can abuse this power. and she just every day makes the decision not to. And it must be hard to be as rich as she is and have as much power as she has.
And as much temptation and not give into it.
And the temptation and not give into it. So this is the, you know, this is the other side of Pluto. If there's a good thing about being a Pluto person is that you have all this power. The bad thing is you have to refuse to abuse it and try to use it for good things like she's doing. She has an amazing chart, though. She has a lot of 10th house planets. That's the house where you get all the career stuff. And her Mercury's there, and obviously she's into the area of communications. In the card system, by the way, listen to Mr. Destiny. He's fabulous. His book is the book. Again, I've always called it Sacred Symbols. In the card system, she's the Jack of Clubs. So actually, she's the thief, Jack's the thief of information. And her case, again, she doesn't actually really steal it, but she, in a sense, does and gives it to everyone. So everything about her, she's got a lot of ways that she could go wrong, and she's just chosen not to take those paths. And as you know, I think anybody that knows about her, she was abused when she was a child, and that's definitely a Pluto issue.
Mm-hmm.
She has a Pluto opposition, and she was raped when she was a child and abused as a child. So it is really hard to rise above those things and let them go and move on and not recreate those in your own household. So, again, anybody that's doing that or having it done to them, if you're having someone abuse you in some way, sexually or emotionally, you could call in, or you could also reach me at melanie@astrology.com, and I'll get back to you, and we'll talk about it a little bit more if you don't want to call in. Assuming there's really anybody out there. You think?
I'm assuming there's somebody out there.
You think so? Well, why don't they? Why don't they call in? We want to hear from them. Should we give them a number again? You think they don't know the number?
I would say give it to them again just in case.
Just in case. The number is 877-876-5227. We want to hear from you. Rivka's here. She's going to go back to Slidell. And you may never get to talk to her again. So you want to take this opportunity to talk to a real Pluto square sun person. And she can tell you her experience, or you can ask her about. I actually have Pluto trine my sun, so I'm not Pluto in that sense. I have Pluto square my Venus, so watch out if you're my boyfriend. That's where that comes in.
Not only am I actually just a real Pluto square sun, I'm also a real Katrina survivor.
That's true.
And it's amazing that I did walk straight into this hurricane thing.
You really
and
did.
And walk right out of it pretty much unscathed.
Yeah. You did.
At that time.
But interesting you would move there right in the middle of this bad progression. I mean, that you would...
It was, and I didn't even realize I'd done it until after it was over.
Well, of course. How would you know?
No, I mean, I didn't know that I had the progression going on.
Yes, you did. I told you.
I didn't realize it was still going, I guess, or something, or...
No, I think we never guessed that it would happen.
No, nobody ever guessed that a massive hurricane would...
Well, the worst hurricane.
Wipe out half of Louisiana.
The worst hurricane in the history of the world,
or
at least the United States. Yeah, no, we thought actually your moving was a good thing. I didn't think it. Well, it was ultimately a good thing. But it is interesting you did that on that particular thing. But you did come out of it. Again, you can survive all these Pluto things. Well, that was actually a Mars thing. But you can survive anything in your chart. You just have to, you know, get to a spiritual place and try to find the good in what's ever going on in your life and forget about what happened to you that was bad, like Oprah did, like so many people did. Here's something you might find interesting. Rivka is actually Jewish.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, Israel has Sun, Square, Pluto.
Does it really?
It does. And... you know, when Israel got involved with Lebanon and Hezbollah and all that, whatever was going on, not that I'm too much up on the kind of stuff, but I remember looking at Israel's chart and thinking it's really not a good time for them to be doing this right now. Not just because of that, but in general. They've got other bad aspects in their chart. But again, one of the things a Pluto square sun person or country could do is destroy themselves. They definitely have the ability to do that. And I think some of the things they're doing right now, I'm not so sure are really good moves, particularly based on the fact that the chart is not very good right now. So I hope they have an astrologer, but I don't think Jews believe in astrologers. The Jewish religion doesn't really like astrology, does it?
I'm not so sure about that.
I think it's not
anti-astrology. Kabbalah's Jewish mysticism and all of that.
You have Jewish mysticism of your own. It's different, though.
But I don't think that it's it's like a forbidden deal to do that. I don't think that it's...
Well, I'll have to tell you, I don't think a lot of Jews that I know actually do practice astrology. But if you did, and you were in charge of Israel, which I'm sure nobody that does astrology is in charge of Israel, you might want to not be doing this right now. It's just many things about the chart is not so good. And then when you have something in your natal chart, like Sun square Pluto, you are subject to destruction. And this brings me to one of my favorite destructive people, John F. Kennedy Jr. Boy, talk about somebody that had everything in the world going for him.
Mm-hmm.
Appeared to be the nicest guy in the world. He had Pluto square his son. So he had... Oh, we have a caller. I'm so excited. Hello, caller.
Hello, Melody.
How are you?
Last week, and I'm calling about my Pluto to see where it is.
Wait, I can say that again and talk a little bit louder.
Okay, I called last week, and so you wanted callers, so I thought I'd call in
to see
where my Pluto is.
Oh, you're already in. What was your first name?
Cynthia.
Put Cynthia in. Rick is going to do this while I talk to you. And I don't have your chart with me. So she's going to print your chart out. Cynthia, listen, you know what I'm going to do while I'm waiting for her to do that?
Okay.
I'm going to do a little numerology because I didn't do this last week. Give me your birthday.
12-4-52.
Do you have Cynthia?
12-4-what?
52.
52.
She didn't come up. She should come up.
I don't know why she didn't come up, but she didn't.
Because you didn't put a capital C.
Oh, is that why?
She should come up. Okay, sorry again. One more time, Cynthia, your birthday?
12-4-52.
There we go.
Well, Cynthia, thank you for calling because I think you're my only listener.
No, you don't know that.
Are you San Jose, California?
Actually, no. San Ramon.
San Ramon. Okay.
Oh, I think I put it in wrong. What's your birthday? 12-4-1952? Is that the right birthday?
1952.
Okay, I put it in as Santa Fe. You know what? I had trouble hearing you last week, too. Sorry, but I did. Let me just do your numerology for you real quick while she's doing that, because I think this is really important. And that's why I call my site Astrology. You can just do her natal chart. You know what? Just go up to where it says wheel at the top and give me any wheel. Just say okay. I just want to see where Pluto, just go down and say, okay, and I just want to know where Pluto's place. Okay, I want to tell you that you're a fixed birth path, and the reason I call myself astrology is because I do more than one thing. I don't just do astrology. I also do these sacred symbols, which Mr. Destiny, do you ever listen to Mr. Destiny?
Yes.
I love him.
Yeah.
And he has the best book out ever, and this book is, you know, you can do this book yourself. It's astrology.
Yeah, I do have his book.
You do have it?
Yeah.
Don't you love it?
Yeah.
You know what card you are?
Sorry?
Well, do you know what card you are?
Yeah, I'm an Ace of Diamonds.
You are?
Yes.
You're one of us. I'm an Ace of Diamonds, too.
Really?
Card, yes. And when somebody's your first or second card, they're really, really powerfully good in your life. And look, you're my only caller. Proof enough you're
for
good
now.
In my life. Okay, so, yes, I love Ace of Diamonds. By the way, we all think we're special.
Yeah.
That's one of the characteristics of Ace of Diamonds, if you read the book.
Uh-huh.
And I read every paragraph of the book. I love it. Okay, now, in astrology, you're a six, so I'm guessing that you have children.
Yes.
And you know what? You are one terrific mother.
Yeah.
You love those kids to death.
Yes.
I know that. Now, that's numerology.
Mm.
And this is what I used to do when I worked on a psychic hotline. I would do people's numerology while I was looking up their astrology. Because
mm-hmm.
this is quicker to do. So I know that you love your children, and your home and your family are the most important thing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah, that's pretty special.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know you're good at it. I know you love them. It's kind of your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
People with a sixth birth path, they always want a family. They want it more than anything. Another thing, though, when you have a sixth birth path, sometimes you have a little bit of insecurity about how you look.
Hmm.
Or you don't quite see yourself as other people see you. There's
mm-hmm.
a little insecurity going on. But actually, sixes are very sexy.
Hmm.
They just don't always know it, which is, in a way, kind of a nice thing. You're also in a 7 year this year in New Orleans.
Yes, I know.
You do know that.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
It's a spiritual year.
Well,
letting go and letting God.
Yeah. But you know what? It's also kind of lonely. It's kind of like feeling like everybody's not paying much attention to you.
You know, I don't know. I don't think that.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, then you're...
No, it hasn't been, but I'm really more introspective than...
Yeah, you are more introspective.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes you feel a little bit like, you know, you're not with the world. You're kind of outside the mainstream of the world. It's because you're going to be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's because next year is your 8-year, and you're going to be very successful.
Mm.
What do you do for a living? I think you told me last time.
Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur.
What?
Entrepreneur.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And when did that start, your own business?
Sorry?
When did you start your own business?
Gosh, probably 10 to 12 years ago.
Okay, how's it going? Because I'm going to tell you that I, just from the numerology alone, and we talked last week, I think I told you.
Yes, yes.
You
told me two strong events are going to happen.
You just did progression.
I did.
I don't know how you managed to do that.
I don't know how I did that either.
This is day for year progression.
Sorry?
Okay,
no,
go
no,
back.
She's complaining that I did
it. Yeah, my little computer girl here is not. It's screwing me up. But Cynthia in again.
Okay.
And then you're just going to go up and hit the wheel.
Gotcha.
Okay. Go see where the wheel is. Up, up. Don't hit anything else.
Where?
Hit the wheel.
Where?
Right there.
Check it.
And put okay. And it cannot print out progression.
That's what it's doing.
No.
That's exactly what I did last time, of course. But anyway,
okay, but it says day for year progressions on here. Because I'm, well, you know what? Let me look it up and need some rest. We'll just do this the easy way. Okay, 1952. I can tell you where your Pluto is. And again, Cynthia, thank you for being my only caller. Will you tune in next week, please?
Thank you for being patient with me and my
sister. We haven't really gotten that down. It's hard to decide whether it's better to use a computer because it's slow or
uh-huh.
use an ephemeris, which doesn't give me your houses. Okay, 12/4/1952, you're going to have Pluto in Leo, and you have your Sun in Sagittarius. So you are not a Pluto negative angle person. You have a very good angle from Pluto. So that's a good thing. You also have your sun. Your moon looks like it's in Aquarius. Do you know your
chart? That it was in Cancer.
Oh, it is? Okay, it could be. It looks like it would be. It's hard to tell from this.
My north node is in Aquarius.
Right. Oh, no, you're right. I'm not even looking at it right. You're right. It is. Your moon is in Cancer, which is in its rulership, but it still can make you a little moody.
Uh-huh.
Your Venus being in, by the way, your...
Capricorn.
Huh?
My Venus is in Capricorn.
Capricorn. You know what I like about that? People with Venus in Capricorn tend to marry well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do, because they just don't put up with losers.
Mm-hmm.
They usually just don't have any use for them, and good for them.
I don't know. I've had projects for the last 10 years, and I don't need any more.
What? And you don't what?
I said, I don't need any more
projects. Oh, they're called projects.
Yeah,
project
they're called projects.
Project relation. Interesting concept.
Yeah.
I get that one. Okay. I've had a few of those.
Uh-huh. We all
know about the project relationship. Well, you know what? With this Venus placement, this should be an older man, maybe. That's one possibility with the Capricorn Venus. Or a man in a position of authority.
Huh.
And you know what? I think you'll be happier with that type of man.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just looking for your happiness. We don't really care. You can
right.
have anything you want. But you tend, with this Venus placement, you usually want somebody who kind of takes care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody you have to take care of. You probably would like older men better than younger men.
Maybe older souls.
Older souls. That'll work.
Yeah.
That'll work.
So is he coming in soon?
Is he coming? Of course you would ask that. Is he coming
and
in soon?
When's his flight?
Right. Well, keep in mind that when you go, this year is supposed to be a lonely year. I know you said you're not particularly lonely, but
no.
It's a year that's really known for relationships. Now, did anything happen last year because that was your sixth year? And
no.
No?
No.
Okay, well, next year is your success year. Now, that can be anything that you define as success.
Mm-hmm.
So if your career is fine and your business is fine, success for you might be finding this person, and particularly you being a sixth birth path,
mm-hmm.
success for you may be finding a family, you know, completing the family.
Okay.
Yeah, so that may be what happens next year. But this year, the reason I think that the 7 becomes before the 8 is so that you can spiritually get yourself in a place to handle the success. that is coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think you're going to be successful. And as you know, being a Sagittarius, we have this fabulous. And by the way, Rivka, you talked about your being a Sagittarius. So we're all three here, Sagittarians, and this is our year.
Well, good.
And we talked about
You say Pluto? I think you said Pluto last year is leaving.
I was just going to say that.
It's such a big thing. What a 14-year experience.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
It has been, and it has transformed us.
Well, I told probably 10 Sagittarius the same thing that you told me.
Yeah.
So everyone's excited.
I know, and they should be. They should be. Number one, we have a good year this year with Jupiter there.
Uh-huh.
And then Jupiter leaves in November, and then we have in January of 2008, we get rid of this sucker. We're going to pass.
Good.
We're going to pass the baton onto the Capricorns and let them their souls get tortured.
Uh-huh.
Because it is really quite a transformative.
Just not tortured enough being Saturn.
Yeah, just being it. Yeah, exactly. Just being Capricorns and ruled by Saturn. So nothing but good things comes of that. Let's see what happens. The other thing that's happening this year that's kind of a big event is that after 2.5 years, we're getting Saturn out of Leo. So it's been sitting on top of your Pluto and my Pluto and everybody else's Pluto that's in this particular age range. And that's a good thing. And, you know, I did experience a loss. You can experience a loss when Saturn's on your Pluto. Have you had a loss?
No.
I lost my job.
Oh.
Which is why I'm doing this radio show. And I have the time to do it and the energy to do it. So I did lose my job, but it was actually a good thing because it's a good year.
Mm-hmm.
So I did have a loss, and that can happen when Saturn sits on your Pluto.
And when is that going out of our sign?
It's going out on September. In September. I can't remember the exact date in September. We're going to move Saturn to Virgo. And while all the Leos have suffered this last 2.5 years because they've had Saturn in their sign, and believe me, every Leo I know has suffered, now we're going to see the Virgos suffer with the Saturn. Now, this is only going to place a restriction on them. It's not like Pluto, which completely and totally twists and transforms and shakes up your life down to the roots of your life. But it is definitely a restriction. So that's going to happen. I was just looking to see where it's going to hit your chart. It will square your sun, but without a progression. And I promise you, if you call me next week, will you call me next week? I'll try.
This is my social life.
Please, I'm begging you. Call me next week. You know what? I'm going to do a real quick commercial. I think I can keep you on the phone. If I can't, you call me next week. I'm going to do your progressions. I need to do one more commercial before I run out of time.
Okay.
Try to stay on the phone. Maybe I can keep you.
Okay,
we're going to commercial.
All right.
Having problems with romance or how about money? Wouldn't it be nice to know when those great ideas you have will actually work? You need Extrology, the art of timing the events in your life. Celebrities aren't smarter than you. They just have better timing or a personal astrologer. Please take a look around my website, and don't forget, each week there will be a new free astrology lesson.
One little commercial. Cynthia. I am going to do, I charge $200 per chart, and I'm going to do your chart this week.
Okay.
When you call me next week, my one and only lonely caller.
Well, are you in a 7-year
queue? Is that wonderful? We love you.
Yes, we do.
I am going to do your total and complete chart.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to give you a $200 reading.
Oh, how sweet.
No, really, you're the one that's sweet. Thank you for listening.
Oh, of course.
And I'm holding to the commercial and everything.
Yeah, and how are we doing here? Because, you know, this is only my second radio show, and I'd love to hear from you if you want to email me and give me any comments. Because I kind of did both shows differently. I thought I was a little too preachy last time.
Uh-huh.
So I brought Rivka in this time to lighten it up.
Uh-huh.
Which way did you like it better?
You know, I like both.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a big help,
well,
Cynthia.
Then.
Yeah. Straddle that fence, Cynthia.
It's a variety. That's what you want.
You want the variety. Okay. Well, I'm still working on the format, but again, call me next week. I'm going to let you go now. We're going to run over a couple more charts before we hang up. Thank you for calling,
Thank you.
Cynthia. I love you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie. Okay. Let's just go. Did we get through JFK's chart? That's when we got the caller,
right? We're just starting it.
Yeah, because I want to talk about this chart because this just broke my heart when this guy, when we lost him. I mean, he just seemed to me like the perfect person in the world. Did you feel the same way?
I wasn't.
You didn't have any thoughts about it one way or the other.
I was born in 1966, honey. I did.
What's that mean? Oh.
What's that mean?
I'm not talking about John Kennedy. I'm talking about John Kennedy Jr.
Oh, yes. Okay, then. I'm sorry.
Was he not the most gorgeous person in the world?
He was pretty fabulous.
And he was sweet. And he just seemed like he had so much going on. Well, I could talk about this chart.
So much going for him,
Yeah, so much going for him. But he did have Pluto square his sun.
Right.
So, again, he has the ability to be self-destructive. And you
somehow
know,
he did self-destruct.
Well, this is what happens to some people with this.
Exactly.
You're powerful. You're powerful. You can kill yourself or you can make yourself into Oprah Winfrey. You have power. It's just how you use it. And he used his power for a lot of good things. And, I mean, I don't think there's anybody that didn't think he was going to be president of the United States. I did.
Right.
And I think he could have been. But I think, you know, first of all, the time that this happened, this is when it's really good and you have the kind of money he has, you should have an astrologer. He should not have been flying that plane that day. He had horrible, horrible aspects going on. So when you have bad aspects, you don't want to be doing anything risky. And that, you know, he had some things, I think, with his relationship. And I think he was feeling a little self-destructive. And all it takes is a little self-destruction when you have the self-destruction built into your chart. And then, but guess what happens? You do destroy yourself. So, I don't know. I thought it was just the most tragic thing ever. I mean, I really couldn't believe that somebody with so much going, we lost him. I will tell you, with numerology, there was something going on that the public didn't know about. So we really don't know him totally and what was all the stuff going on with him. So there was probably a whole lot more negative stuff going on than we realized. But I look at that time as possibly him being a little self-destructive, making a decision like that when the weather wasn't good or the whatever the conditions were. He could have hired, you know, a Gulfstream. He had the money to do it, but he didn't do it.
He could have hired a pilot.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So you have to wonder how much of his own thinking went into the fact that that didn't work out. Now, one more person before we let you go that's kind of interesting that has Pluto square the sun is Hillary Clinton, who might be our next president. And I don't know how you feel about Hillary. I know some people like her, some people don't. I don't think she has the world's greatest personality. But I do think if she is president, she will use her power to try to do something good. Would you agree?
I think that's her intention.
I do, too. And, you know, even that universal health insurance would be fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it would be good for so many people. I mean, there's so many out there that need it. So, but you know what? There's one way to beat that healthcare system, and that's don't get sick. And we may talk about that at a later date, too. One of the things I'd like to talk about next week, I think, is everybody's been listening to this or listening or reading this book called The Secret about the laws of attraction. And I have some thoughts on that book. I mean, I do believe there is a law of attraction. But I think you can be a little too optimistic with that. There's also some things about the laws of attraction that are negative and you have to be careful of. So we might talk about that next week. We're definitely going to be talking to Cynthia.
Yes, we are. You
and,
are.
Yeah, I am. Well, we'll see. We'll see who talks to Cynthia. And Rivka, you're getting ready to go back to Slidell.
Yeah, I am.
Are you driving tomorrow?
I believe I'm leaving tomorrow, yeah.
It's going to be a long trip.
Yes, it is. And it's going to be a hot one through the desert.
Yippee. Yeah. Well, this is like air conditioning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, do you know how many miles you're driving?
I'm not exactly sure, but it's
quite.
It's about 23 to 27 hours worth of actual drive time. I understand.
So, are you planning to stop? And
oh yeah, it's probably going to take me 2-3 days.
Have you ever driven across the country?
Yes, I have.
Because you know what?
When I moved there the first time,
I did. That's right, you did. You know, it's fun. There's all these little truck stops, and there's just nothing like a truck stop on a highway. It's kind of a little universe all its own.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know. It's kind of fun. It's fun the first so many hours. After a while,
it's
all...
It's better when you have some scenery, at least, and not just tumbleweeds and desert. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of desert. Okay, you know what? I think we made it, thanks to Cynthia. I think we got through the evening. And thank you so much, Rivka, for being a part of this.
My pleasure.
It's difficult when you don't get phone calls.
I see that.
I have a lot of stuff prepared, but you can go through it pretty quickly. So next week we may talk about a little bit about The Secret. That's what I'm thinking we'll do, unless something topical comes up or Paris Hilton decides to float a risk or do something interesting. And thank you very much to those two or three people out there that are listening to the show. I hope you tune in next week
and call.
And I'll see you then. Thank you very much. Good night.
Radio.com. just like Disneyland. He moves just like palm trees blow. He's got diamonds in his hands. He's got scrapes on both of his knees. He's eager to please. He is your big thief.